I find it difficult to stand still. Life is filled with so much excitement. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I find it difficult to stand still. Life is filled with so much excitement. Ah, so it is. Life is filled with so much excitement. When you go through life and you find it dull or boring or in any way not exciting, then that means that you're dead already. You haven't awakened to the fact of what's going on in the world. If you were to just look into a magnifying glass or a microscope at a drop of water, and you'd say, I drink that drop of water with all those creatures in there. And it's true. You do. You drink that drop of water with all those creatures in there. Now, all in life is filled with creatures. Everywhere we go, it's filled with creatures. And it's up to us what we want to make out of these creatures or not. Do you want to make friends out of them? Or do you want to make enemies out of them? Or do you want to just let them be the status quo and be unconcerned about them? Well, I would imagine, by and large, you'd like to just let the status quo, because you really don't need to know what all the germs are. You really don't need to know what all the problems are. I have traveled much of the world, and in traveling the world, I have met many of the germs of the world. And some of them wanted to come visit, and some of them weren't interested in visiting. And those who wanted to come and visit, I said, hey, you just belong right here. You just stay right where you are. You're a happy germ right where you are. And I go about my life, surrounding myself with my pure white light of love. Now, we should all do that all the time. When you are accustomed to doing that, and then you don't do it once, you're in trouble. Now, why are you in trouble? Because it's not the first and foremost thing on your mind. We have the opportunity to live our life in all is in divine order. But we have to make sure all is in divine order. You say, well, if I live in divine order, then I should not have to do it every 10 seconds, say all is in divine order, all is in divine order. If anything comes up in your life, if there's any change of condition, you just immediately put the new cause in motion, all is in divine order. You put the new thought in motion, all is in divine order. You put the new condition in motion, because you're the master. And you're speaking your word, you're claiming the truth about yourself, and you're causing it to be. Life has so many exciting things that we should be busy all the time. Be busy all the time, doing all the neat things that there are to do. Now, as I walk the path with Rex, I think to myself, well, I wonder where he is now. He has been gone for 5 or 7 minutes or something like that, and I haven't seen him. So I say, Rex, you're walking right next to me, thank you. And then I hear his breath, and he breathes, and next thing you know, there he is, walking next to me, and he stays next to me. Now, why don't I do this all the time? Why don't I say, Rex, you're walking next to me all the time? When I walk by a mud puddle, why don't I just say, Rex, you're walking next to me, instead of thinking, oh, God, he's going to get into the mud puddle. Now, if I think he's going to get in the mud puddle, he's going to do it, because I put that cause in motion. Life is filled with so much excitement and so much opportunity for us to be alive and work at it that we really have no time to fall asleep. We have no time to go around saying, you know, I'm too tired, because it is just filled with excitement. When I walk the path in the morning, I just feel so good, and I want to just walk it again and again and again. Because each time I walk the path, I just feel more and more energy, more and more enthusiasm. If that comes just from walking the path, which is a very busy walk, what would come if we were doing that in our everyday life? Every time you get in the car, you say, life is filled with so much excitement, all is in divine order right now. You'd have a great time. You preface it with, life is filled with so much excitement, then you create that excitement in your world. But all in divine order. All in order. And we want always to create everything in order, Because if we don't create it in order, then that's not going to be very happy for us. And we want everything to be happy. So, think about it. I find it difficult to stand still. I find it difficult not to get busy and do things, because there's just so much to do. There's just so much fun to do. What about you? Are you finding your life with so much fun to do, with so many things to do, that you're just keeping yourself so busy? Or are you saying, oh, that again, oh, them again, oh, that, you know, you're making a tragedy out of it. And instead of saying, oh, great, oh boy, you know, what new thing is going to come out of this? I was going through boxes of papers and straightening out my office and my room a little bit, and I thought, you know, I haven't looked at these papers for 20 years, maybe 30 years, and sure, the information is interesting. Sure, I had a bid in for buying the land back here for 640 acres at 25 cents an acre, which is what it was being sold for. And sure, I almost got it, but the thing is, they changed their rules just at the time our hearing came up. And so I threw those papers away. They're of no account, you know. They raised the amount to from 25 cents an acre to $250 an acre, which wasn't bad either. And then they raised it to, 25% of the fair market value. And then they kept making changes all the time, because they really didn't want to get rid of the BLM land. They wanted to keep it. Otherwise, we would have had this whole section back here going right back to the Mexican border. And it would have been nice, but, you know, totally unnecessary. And we have all that now without owning it, which is kind of nice too. But, you see, life is filled with so much excitement. I went through these papers and I looked at them and I said, poof, ouch, poof, poof, you know. And then I looked through this list of addresses of people who lived in this neighborhood 30 years ago. Well, they're not here anymore. The property is not owned by them anymore. It's ancient, interesting ancient history, but who's living in ancient history? I'm living in the now. And I went through box after box and empty, empty, empty. And how wonderful it is to be able to take life's excitement now and live in it and not cater yourself to the past. Because catering in the past makes a lot of trouble for us. Catering in the past, we live in the past, we think in the past, and we act in the past. And instead of acting in the present, we don't have it. Now, true, if I had been a little more excited at that time to buy that property at 25 cents an acre, I could have done it. But I thought, they've been offering for 25 cents an acre for years now, you know, I'll get the paperwork in when I get to it, when I get around to it. And I went to Europe and back and here and there and back, and finally I did it. But I got it in at the very time that they made a change. And that happens, you know. So follow your heart. If you have enthusiasm, go for it. And always go for it right now. Always live in the now, because that's when it's the fun time to live. That's when it's the fun time to be. So, think about these things. They are kind of nice. I find it difficult to stand still, for life is filled with so much excitement. And I know you find it that way too.
All right.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.